Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
When you start doing anything, the first step, you're excited. You're pumped up. You're going to be consumed with that thing you're doing. But a week into it, a month into it, a year into it, 5 years into it, many people begin to lose that fire. They get exhausted. They don't care anymore. They stop trying.
So they stop the daily tasks to move toward the goal, and they settle. They settle for, I guess it wasn't meant to be. They settle for, I guess I didn't want to. They settle for the easy road. They settle for mediocrity. They give up and they let it go. But I'm saying, no, you cannot be like that. You can't allow your dreams and goals to slip by like that. You must stay focused. Don't allow anything to pull you off your game plan.
If you don't finally get your focus in check, if you keep wandering around distracted, if you keep looking at every new thing that pops up in your feed, if you keep trying every single new opportunity, if you keep saying yes to everything, if you keep listening to everybody's complaints, if you keep doing whatever they ask you to do, at some point, you will lose your life.
You must reclaim your attention and limit it down to the very few things you care about the most. Cut off anything else that doesn't support you.
Embed that long-term goal in your mind. Burn it into your soul. Think about it. Write about it. Talk about it. Hang it up on your wall. But most importantly, do something about it every single day. Start working a plan to get where you want to go and minimize everything else. Getting very clear on the mission and working the plan. Everything else, guess what it gets? A no. You tune out every voice and noise outside of yourself, and you lock your focus on this one thing, and you give it everything you've got.
What is it that you need to immediately stop doing in your life to take back control of your time? Is it social media? Is it watching 7 seasons of a show every week? And what do you need to start doing? What do you need to start doing every day, every week, every month, every year to be the best version of you?
Because whatever you spend your time on is what determines the outcomes of your life.
Disciplining yourself buys you freedom to do what you want.
Sacrifice leads, and gains follow. Don't bother looking for any gains when you haven't made sacrifices.
You gotta give stuff up in order to go up. So the question is, what are you willing to give up? Are you willing to skip the parties, cut out the socializing, pass on doing the cool thing on the weekend with your friends?
Cause that's what it's gonna take! It's gonna take you dedicating every single fucking moment, every single ounce of energy and effort you have to pull it off! Forget about balance! You have to be obsessed with the thing you want, and don't allow anything to pull you away from it!
If you really want to win, pack your calendar! Because everything is based off of activity. The more you execute, the more results you will see. You break away from the pack by doing more than other people are willing to.
It's impossible for you to lose if you pack your calendar with tasks to be done every single fucking day of the month, morning till night.
You do that year after year after year, and you will undoubtedly become one of the greatest in whatever the fuck you want to do.
A champion focuses only on the goal. They don't allow anything else into their mind that won't help them win. And so if you want to be a winner, what you're focusing on throughout the course of the day has to change. What you're watching, what you're reading, what you're listening to, the conversations you're having. You must now be fully focused on your dreams and your goals.
And it all starts with what you're doing today, not tomorrow, not next week. Today, when you're great, you don't just focus on a year. When you're great, you don't just focus on a month. When you're great, you don't just focus on a week. You focus on the 24 hours in front of you, and you work relentlessly to nail it. What is it that makes a lion the king of the jungle? It's not his speed. The cheetah is the fastest. It's not his size. The elephant is the biggest. It's his mentality. The mentality of a lion is what dominates every single other animal out there. And the lion's not born with lion strength. It has to earn it. It has a killer mindset from birth. That tells it you either kill or be killed. So it is the process of hunting. It is the chase. It is the drive that makes a lion become a beast. So whether he catches that animal or not, every time he goes on a hunt, he is developing. He's becoming stronger. It's not about winning or losing. It's about the whole process.
And you get so caught up in the outcomes of everything you do that you forget what it's all about. It is practicing. It is eating right. It is training. It is putting in more reps than everyone else. It is grinding longer and getting up earlier than your competitors. Win or lose, you give every single day everything you have. You leave nothing on the table.
It is that process that shapes you and forms you into a beast.
And why so many of you lose is because you think grinding is what you do when the lights are on and it's game time. You think it's what you do when the sun comes up and everyone's eyes are on you. That's not the real grind. The real grind is what you do when nobody's watching, when nobody sees you, when you're running those extra miles, when you're doing those extra reps, when you're pushing yourself to do more than anybody expects of you. It is that level of effort that forms your greatness.
When you can force yourself to do shit that sucks every day of your life, you build mental toughness. When the alarm goes off in the morning, you get your ass up. When you have a deadline for a project to be done, you make sure you get it fucking done. When you know you gotta study, you start fucking studying. That's how you callous your mind. It's gonna be painful, it's gonna be hard, but at the end of all your suffering is the life you want. Embrace the suffering.
No one's coming to fucking help you. It's you against you, period. The water's too cold, the sun's too hot, I'm getting up too early. Why am I doing this to myself? That's what the normal mind says. You gotta start training your mind to think about how the fuck you can get through this. Not giving yourself a way out. Creating a wall around all the fucking ways out in your mind. So then your mind knows this motherfucker is not gonna give himself a way out of here.
Your new norm becomes getting up every damn morning at 4, 5, 6 o'clock, and you suffer. You allow that to become your new fucking lifestyle. Most people try to get away from that. They want the comfort, but you gotta separate yourself from the pack. You have to tell your brain, this is your new life. This is who you are. Your new norm is you wake up and you suffer.
When you do this consistently and it becomes your mentality, the shit that used to be hard becomes easy.
You must retrain your mind to think differently when you're in hell.
When something sucks, good. It's gonna make me tougher. It's gonna strengthen my mind. And it's gonna lead to rare achievements. So bring it.
When you get to that point, that's when your mind changes. That's when your focus changes. Your dedication changes.
Use the time you have right now to strengthen your brain. Push yourself to do hard shit. Come out the other side of that challenge as a beast. You gotta start thinking to yourself, I'm the grittiest motherfucker in the world, and I don't need shit to get this done. All I need is the ability to grind my ass off.
Greatness is not something that you have to meet once. It's something that you gotta meet thousands of fucking times in your life. But you don't reach it if you're not continuously in constant pursuit of greatness.
Kobe Bryant never sat there and bragged about how many championships he won. No, he was always up at 3 o'clock in the morning, practicing every day. Why do you think he was so great? It's not just genetics or talent, it's his ability to force himself to execute, no matter what's going on.
So right now, this is the time to work. You better take the short time you have now and be the best that you can be.
No more waiting, no more procrastinating, no more excuses. We're gonna work! Because when you put in the work, you always get the same consequences. You get paid, you get rewarded.
We all have two voices in our mind. We have that one voice. That voice that we love to hear. That tells you to stay in bed. To take it easy. Telling you not to push yourself too hard. To take the day off. Just chill today. But there's another voice in your head. It's a voice that we all want to run away from. And it's asking you a question. It's asking you, what could you become? What could you become if you worked as hard as you could? What could you become if you disciplined your mind? What could you become if you stopped taking the easy path? What could you become if you decided to force yourself to do more than ever before? You must listen to that voice. Listen to those questions it's asking. That voice is the beast inside you trying to make its way out.
When you want something, don't expect the world to just hand it to you. Life's not gonna give you shit for free.
There's no handouts. No one's coming to say, oh, you want this? Great, we want to give this to you. No, no, life isn't like that. But guess what? That's how most people see success. They think of it as if you just do a few things and you instantly become a winner.
They stick to a diet for 3 days and wonder why they're not a fitness model yet. They do a few tasks they gotta do, have 2 meetings, send 5 emails, call 10 people, then have the audacity to say, why am I not running a $10 million company by now? And it's because they don't get what it really takes. It takes doing the things that most people aren't disciplined enough to do, day after day after day after day, to the best of your ability, doing it better than everybody else. Striving for perfection every single time. It's getting your ass up and working when you don't want to work. It's lifting the weights when all you want to do is lay on the couch. It's focusing on studying when you'd rather be out partying with your friends. And you might hate doing it. It might be the last thing in the world you want to be doing right now. But you've got to do it like you love it. Because that is what discipline is. Don't allow your feelings to take control of your life. You're the one in charge.
At some point, you got to get f***ing tired of losing. And you gotta f***ing play angry. You gotta get to the point where you can't relate to lazy people. You don't speak the same language. You gotta execute. You gotta get it done. Cause the world treats you different when you get it done.
You gotta start commanding your mind to do the things that it's gonna take to win, no matter how it feels.
Rewards come after you work, not before. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Stop spending time looking for excuses. Look for solutions. That's what winners do. Losers are always looking for the excuse, where the winner looks for the solution. You gotta look yourself in the face and ask yourself, am I working hard enough? Am I studying hard enough? Am I doing all that I can do? Am I giving it my all? Am I burning the midnight oil every night? Am I pushing myself to my limits? And don't lie to yourself. Be honest. And if the answer is no, you've got to step up your game and condition yourself to do better. Because all of us can go a little harder, work a little longer, try a little more. If we decide to, it's your mind that holds you back. You take control of your mind, you can take control of your world. Stop choosing the easy path, the path of comfort and convenience. All it's going to lead you to is a life of sh quality, sh circumstances, and a sh lifestyle. Choose the hard path, the path of discipline, the path of hard work, the path of consistency, the path of blood, sweat, and tears, the path of giving the full measure, the path of going the extra mile. That path will lead you to your dreams, to your goals, to everything you've ever wanted, and ultimately, to victory.
I'd love to tell you it's gonna be easy. That you can just go out into the world, do a few things, make a few moves, then you'll be rich. It doesn't work like that.
If you're gonna make it, you gotta get real doggish. You gotta get real gritty. When you have something in mind that you want, if you're gonna see it become a reality, you gotta get absolutely f***ing dedicated to that thing. It's gotta become your new f***ing lifestyle.
You gotta commit your very being to that thing. You gotta eat it, you gotta breathe it, you gotta sleep it. You've gotta want that thing so bad that all the people around you think you're insane. You gotta want it more than you wanna party. You gotta want it more than you wanna rest. You gotta want it more than any of the short-term gratifications that tempt you to take the easy way. There's no easy way for you. There is only the way. And that way is the way of discipline, dedication, and hard work.
If anybody tells you to be more balanced, they don't get it. All the average motherfuckers are afraid of dedicating themselves to something for more than a few fucking days. You gotta allow yourself to be unbalanced for days, months, years, however much time you need in order to build that life, that dream, that thing you want so bad. All the average motherfuckers will wish for it. They'll hope for it. They'll talk about it. But you'll be the one who gets up and works for it. You gotta dedicate every second of your fucking life to that thing you want. You gotta be willing to cut people off that don't support you. You gotta give every single day every ounce of fucking energy and effort you have in order to pull it off. When you push yourself to that level of obsession and drive when everyone thinks you're insane, you're psycho, You're losing your mind. You're at the exact right level of what it'll take to become the best.
No one great ever made it to the top through being casual. You have to force your body and mind to operate on such a high level that others are scared to reach for.
So you got to make the decision. Are you willing to do the things required to go to that level? Because if you can reach the point where your mindset is, I will do whatever the fuck I have to do to win, you will dominate every single challenge and competitor you face. Dedicate yourself to the activity. Dedicate yourself to 1 month, 6 months, a year, 5 years. I don't know what stage you're at, but you gotta push yourself to go further than you have been. You have more in you.
The difference between the average guy and the winner on top is the average guy does what he knows he's supposed to do, what he knows is good for him, but falls off the plan after a few days, a few weeks, a few months, a few years. The winner, on the other hand, they stick to it relentlessly. They never stop. They do what they know they gotta do and go even further. They break through the mental barriers people make up in their minds. They stick to the task for as long as it fucking takes to get whatever the hell they want. They don't give up what the weather's like, what time it is, what day it is, what's going on in the rest of the world. They focus purely on the task at hand, and they nail it to the very best of their ability every single time, every single day.
If you stay consistent, you can do what many think to be impossible for one person. A person can move mountains given enough time, enough energy, enough persistence, enough discipline, enough consistency. All it takes is you getting up and doing those things you know you gotta do without any interruption, without any deviation, without anything getting in the way. You don't leave room for your feelings to get a say in whether you execute or not. No, you do what needs to be done without any internal debates. You keep your focus on that thing you want, and you don't allow anyone or anything to pull you away from it.
The power is in the routine. If you make your daily routine consist of all those things you gotta do, you will 100% get there. It's only a matter of time.
Only the disciplined ones are free in life. If you are in discipline, you are a slave to your moods. You are a slave to your passions.
I wish there was a magic wand that I could wave that your passion, your dream, that thing you want to achieve, it could just happen, but it can't. Hard work is required.
When the alarm clock goes off in the morning, get up. Don't wait, don't hesitate. When the alarm clock goes off in the morning, get up.
Every time you pick that easy path of hitting the snooze button, you're getting weaker. You've got to decide that the next 10 minutes of sleep is not worth sacrificing your dreams and goals. You got to get the hell up and get to work.
Dude, some days you just aren't gonna have the f***ing passion. That doesn't mean that you still aren't going to do it. That doesn't mean that it's not for you, which is what people who lose over and over and over do.
Every single thing that you look at and you think about as a great accomplishment was done by someone who overcame the same tiredness that you have. They worked harder than you, and they didn't use it as an excuse.
No matter who you are, everyone's gonna pay that payment one way or another. You either pay it here on your terms, when no one's watching, or you pay it later coming up short. I'll fall down f***ing 10 times. Who gives a shit? As long as I get up 11.
Oh, you want the rewards, but you don't want the work that come with the rewards.
Don't expect front row seats if you're giving nosebleed effort. Everybody wanna win, but everybody don't wanna work. We all gotta work.
Don't be upset by the results you didn't get from the work you did not do. I want you to be like, I didn't get the results because I didn't do the work. I didn't show up on time. I didn't do what I said I was going to do. I hit the snooze button. I made an excuse.
Rewards come after you work, not before. The only place where success comes before work is in a dictionary.
It takes real dedication, real drive, real commitment to do something great. That shit doesn't come easy. You've got to work hard, harder than you think you can. Harder than anyone else is willing to.
Hard work works. And you know what's great about our culture, y'all? The world's lazy. It's a good thing for you and me. Nobody wants to do it. Everybody will talk about it. Everybody will post about it. But nobody wants to roll up their sleeves and just go get it.
You are going to be tired. You cannot count on every day feeling great. Your effort has to always be beyond what your energy level is.
Nobody who ever ran the Olympics and trained and worked out and finished and crossed the finish line effectively got there because they felt like working out.
Your feelings will never cooperate with your dreams. Beat your feelings into captivity. Because when you beat your feelings into captivity, that is what discipline is.
It is. I am going to fucking succeed no matter what I have to do, no matter how hard it is, no matter how difficult the road, no matter how many obstacles stand in my way, no matter how many people stand in my way, no matter what. On the days I don't feel like it, guess what? I'm still getting up, I'm still putting my fucking work boots on, and I'm still going out and kicking fucking ass. Because I'm fucking dedicated to this goal. I'm dedicated to making sure I get results.
I don't have to be the most qualified. I don't have to be the most talented. All I got to begin to do is to apply myself, and by default, I'm gonna separate myself from the crowd.
You have to commit to becoming better. You have to commit to being a person of action. You have to commit to being someone who doesn't just talk, but follows through. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all the pain will be for nothing. And you need to remember that. This is what champions do. They don't give a fuck what's happening in the world. They don't let the distractions of the day pull them off course. Do those things make it harder for them to do it? Yes. But what does that mean? It means that we focus. It means we get more discipline. It means we prioritize. And it means we keep moving forward. Because when everybody else is falling off, when everybody else is looking around at the chaos and the economy and all these other things, guess what happens? You end up 10 fucking miles down the road while they end up in the same fucking spot.
Many of you will not be successful because you've got this giant goal and no steps to go with it. You're just in your mind like, this is my year. How many steps? I don't know. What is it going to take for you to do it? I don't know. I just know this is my year. Can I be real with you? If you can't measure it, it ain't real. I had to give something up to go up. What do you give up? Do you not watch TV? That's your problem. You getting to watch TV and not make money and still survive. What do you sacrifice? The reason why you broke is because you're getting a reward and you ain't working.
Having esteem for yourself only occurs when you put yourself on the line and you do something that's incredibly difficult on a regular basis. That's where pride comes from, something that's earned.
So there are people who want stuff, but you kind of want it.
I get sick and tired of people telling me how bad they want it, yet their actions don't back up that statement.
Obsession is wanting something so bad that I go to bed with, I wake up to it, I make whatever sacrifice, I grind, I can't live without it. If you gonna get anything, you will have to pay the price. There is a price tag to greatness. You will have to work for every single thing you get. And you gotta work every single day. You gotta wake up every day and work.
Everybody wants to wait and put off the things they truly want in their lives for tomorrow, the mystical place where 99% of dreams go to die. The only time you have is right now. And if you're not obsessed every single second of every single day with achieving your goals, you're never gonna fucking achieve them. It takes dedication, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes obsessive, compulsive, ridiculous amounts of effort. You better dedicate every fucking second of every day, of every week, of every month, of every fucking year for a lot of fucking years in a row if you ever want to get these kind of goals. Don't be somebody who talks shit. Be somebody who does shit.
The only thing you do for success, there's no discounts. It's sweat, it's blood, it's tears. You can't get 50% off. It's sweat, it's blood, it's tears. There are no shortcuts to success. Stop thinking they are, and stop wanting people to put you somewhere that you didn't earn. I dare you to try to shortcut success. It's not going to happen. You can't go around it. You can't go under it. You can't go over it. The only way you can get to it is through it.
Hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anybody else expects of you. Never excuse yourself.
Don't fool yourself into thinking that this year is going to be better than last year if you're still making excuses. There are no excuses. You cannot cheat success. You got to work for it. You got to breathe it. You got to sleep it. You got to eat it. You got to put forth 120%. When you go out there, I need you to have that dog. When you get out there, I need you to kill or be killed when you get out there. When you get out there, whatever you can get, go get it. Because they're going to get it before you get it. And they ain't going to give it to you. So you go out there
didn't get was yours?
Because there's somebody out there who wants your spot. You're not the only one trying to go to Yale. You're not the only one trying to go to Harvard. You're not the only one trying to go to the NBA. You're not the only one trying to go to the NFL. And so you got to embody excellence. It only take one extra push-up. It only take one extra mile. It only take one extra grade. It only takes one extra effort. It only takes one extra something to get you to where you're trying to get to.
A new outfit doesn't make you a new person. And if you think you are magically gonna be a new person, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, because new life comes from a new mind and a new way of looking at your life.
Keep your dreams phenomenal. Keep your vision phenomenal. And now I need you to get your weight up. I need you to get your schedule up. I need you to get your life up. I need you to get your action up. I need you to get to a place that every single thing that you do is phenomenal, so that the life you want to live, you can actually live that life.
You'll constantly keep moving. You'll constantly keep getting better, so that you are never stuck in one place for the rest of your life. You're gonna find a way or make a way, and you'll stop at nothing to get it. This is Ben Lionel Scott telling you, no matter how hard it is or how hard it gets, declare to yourself, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to win.